This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's the crossover, and the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Dan Dibley, Mark Willard, welcome.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I need a loan.
You need a loan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not payday week, is it?
Yeah, I want to have you.
What happened?
Dibs gave me a tip last night on
San Diego State.
Stop. And I link up at the score at the Warrior game. It's 84-3.
No.
I'm like, Dibbers.
I bid it also, but he's being real good to me this week.
That's why I did it.
You can't win them all.
I went to Twitter, Dibs.
You can't win them all, but it does suck when you don't even get to rear. Like, you turn it on, and you're like, well.
84-4.
Might as well go to Netflix. They're not coming back.
I'm having some fun with you.
You are, but what's funny is you actually bet North Carolina. Because you said on the air, like, oh, North Carolina, I told you. That's what you said on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. So
I took your advice and made the play on predicated on what you, so I talked myself out the bread.
Sure.
So the laughing was, I think I paid for this, so I just fired off.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Yeah, it was an L for your boy.
It was an L for me and for Mark an and for everyone else. And
I parlayed it with the Warriors. I would've, the Warriors did their part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah, let's have some fun.
And when you watch that game, like what they did, North Carolina, they've never done that before all year. They made every three. And they, okay, if you're going to do that, then fine. All the handicapping, it's out the window.
Because
they did not miss a three ever. They shot 58% from three. So, yeah, night-night. You lose.
Move on.
Yeah. It's just like you can handicap all this stuff and, like, you know, the last two Warrior games. Okay, no Jokic and no Murray. Yeah, Warriors, -8. Easy money.
12.5.
Yeah, you lose. And then last night, oh, my God, no Steph. You can't beat Milwaukee. And then they win. So, it's basketball.
I was all set to watch college basketball, and then I saw something happened and realized I don't watch college basketball.
Ever.
They continue to use an outdoor ball.
What?
I saw a guy take a free throw. You know how it hits the front, then hits the backboard,
then comes off to the side. It hit the front. It hit the backboard, and it got wedged.
Mm.
How does a ball get wedged on a foul shot?
Right.
Unless it's too rubbery.
Wow. Well, and the big complaint has been that it's overinflated. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most of the broadcasters are saying that the ball that they're using now is not the ball they used during the regular year.
I believe it.
I hate hearing these stories.
I don't know why. Like, it's probably corporate, you know?
I'm sure. Remember when the NBA changed the ball for like three seconds and everybody lost their
mind? And that
was
kind of the same ball they use now in college.
It's like new Coke.
Oh, man.
Like, whoops, that was the wrong move.
Have you ever, you guys have all
what?
Held an NBA ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than an NBA ball.
And that's what that I didn't have in knockout. Ball.
That's, yeah, that's
Randy
what we're
gave
using.
Me some prison ball, we, and I listened
to
him.
I
had the soft NBA. Now, Steiny, seriously, it makes you feel like you can't miss.
Now we moved on to the ball. Come on, Goo.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Well, he doesn't hold players
accountable. I made fun of our boss.
Yeah.
And I made fun of Grandy. Real quick, I got to do this since we got here.
Yeah.
And I was heard about knockout and I gotten over it until I walked in today. And if the YouTubers can see in my hand, this is the greatest photo since Penn State and Notre Dame in the snow at the goal line. And Grandy's at Chase on the floor and he's the winner. This is better than any trophy. So Will and I told Steiny.
It's great.
No, it brings back the pain of losing knockout.
Oh, man.
Damn, look, come on. You'll have this forever.
I'm the one framed with his hands up. I'm the one who ended up in second place and I gave it to him. They had me presented it to him.
Oh,
no, I didn't get it. They gave it to me to give to Grandy.
Look, Steiny, even Steiny's like, that could go in the man cave.
That's
look at him.
It's pretty good.
It is good. Oh,
it's
Grandy.
A 4 out of 5.
Oh.
And the reason why, if you look at it again, he's got his name tag on. Dude, take off your name tag. You are Mark Flippin' Grandy, no doubt. You don't need your name tag. You're the champ.
Jersey kid.
Act like a champ. Does Steph Curry walk into Chase? Hi, I'm Steph Curry. No, dude, you're the champ. Take off your name tag,
it's actually
Randy.
Funny. That Rakuten commercial that runs on our air, Steph like says to Tim Roy, I think they know who I am.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
First name
that's
Mark,
a really
last name Grandy.
That's
Grandy.
Pretty good.
Oh my God.
Take off your name tag,
that's a
dude.
Pretty funny observation. I didn't even know we did name tags.
No, first
Where
thing
the
I
hell
saw
did you
was,
get a name tag?
We all had them.
We
they
did?
Handed it to me when I walked in the media.
Did I have one on?
You know
I don't
why?
Remember
no,
that.
Because you're Mark Willer. That's why. Man,
damn right.
Who made the newspaper? Mark, how you feeling?
Better write about it.
Let me just stop you.
Yes,
and
thank you.
I'm going to say this, and Alex Simon, I hope you're listening, and maybe you can aggregate me, and it would be an aggregation sensation. You don't write for the newspaper.
Cha-ching!
You write for a website. SF Gate is not the newspaper. It's a knockoff of the newspaper, which was a once great institution. And you know what? If that institution was still great as it was, you wouldn't be writing for it because... Mm. You are nobody, my brother. You're writing for a website that no one looks at. And you want to talk about Yelp? And you guys all made fun of me yesterday for my,
also,
my Yelp.
Also a website.
SFGate is the Yelp of news sites. Nobody gives a crap about you, Alex Simon, or your SFGate. Post that, Lucas. I'm trying to take heat off my partner.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, son.
It's not the newspaper.
I need to take a layoff.
It's
okay.
Not.
Wow.
SFGate. The only time it's a newspaper is when you print out the article. And no one does
Willer,
that.
When did you get wind of your name was being used?
Before the show was even over. Before the show was even over. So, yeah. Alec, by the way, like I'll just be straight up front with everything about this and everyone about this. Look, if you listened to the show yesterday, you don't think I blasted the Warriors. No. That's stupid. That's a dumb word to use. That's an inaccurate word. And so that in and of itself is the unfair part of it. Beyond that, like, big deal, dude. Like, write whatever you want. We were over at the Giants open house literally 2 hours ago, and Alex came up.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, he came up, introduced himself, said, do you want to talk about it? I said, not right now.
I didn't talk
not right
about
now because I got a chicken sandwich in my mouth, and I don't need... to talk to you about this right now. Mm. Like, you know, if you want to write a story, this is the only thing I would say, because all
Mark Willard loves chicken sandwiches.
All is fair in our game. We have microphones and we get to talk about other people, so it would be hypocritical if I didn't like it if someone's going to talk about us. But if you want to write a story about somebody, call them and talk to them or talk to people close to them. I will give Alex credit that he came up to me. He came up to me and said, do you want to talk about this? I mean, maybe next time talk about it before you go in there and start using that kind of verbiage with our partners. I think that that's a little bit crazy, but I'll do exactly as Draymond asks us to do. I must stand on what I say. Well, I must stand on what I do. Mm. And I had a lot of things to say yesterday, and I said them. So, yeah. Onward. Life.
Onward?
Yeah. Onward, and what an incredibly...
And upward.
And what an incredibly important win. Well, and they went out there and got it without him.
No doubt.
So, kudos to the Warriors. That was absolutely a necessity last night. And they did it.
Yeah, we came out today talking about Draymond Green, and... Giannis didn't score a point off him. Not one point off him when they were guarding each other.
Freaking brilliant.
Draymond was guarding Antetokounmpo. Just, you know, not crazy that we go from that game to now I'm a defensive player of the year winner.
Oh, he's not.
But he was unbelievable last night.
Why isn't he?
Because your defense is not elite and, you know, just.
Has been.
Well.
Last two months.
Right. I mean, if you want to talk about like DPOY, you look at somebody who is defensively good all the time, not just when Giannis comes to town.
Who would you vote for?
It's Mobley, and I'm not just saying that because the markets say that, but it's -350, and they're the best team in basketball, and when you're the best team, and you are one of the four or five best defensive teams, and you're the best defensive player on that team, you get it. And, you know, just because Draymond had a good night to stop Giannis, good. That's awesome. And he was a big part of the win. It doesn't mean you're DPOY, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, he'll be first-team all-defense, for sure.
Yeah, that's a hell of a feat, too.
Whenever it's like any award, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, what I always do is give me the standings. First thing I need is the standings. Okay, MVP, who's the best team in the league? Cleveland.
Okay. Or OKC.
Okay. Yep. Does Cleveland have somebody? Yeah, they have Mitchell. Okay. He's a candidate. Who's the second best team? OKC. Okay. They got Gilgeous Alexander. Mm. He's a candidate. You know what? Gilgeous Alexander's numbers are so good that maybe he leapfrogs Donovan Mitchell, because Donovan Mitchell may have a better team around him. But I always start at the top of the standings and say, do they have a Defensive Player of the Year candidate? And if they do, that's it.
I don't disagree with you, but I wonder why we sort of reserve that for basketball. 2 years ago, Shohei Ohtani won the American League MVP award. Played for the Angels. They didn't even go to the playoffs, let alone sniff being one of the best teams
but
in the league.
But what did he do? He did something that we've never seen, much like Russell Westbrook.
So, but Russell also did that for a team.
A six seed.
Yeah, well, but they're relevant. Yeah. They're relevant.
It might have something to do with that. One guy probably can make more of a difference in basketball than baseball.
There's a lot of people have this like thing about MVP, though, where they start looking at what's around them. Mm. And they're like, oh, well, he did more with less.
Well, who's your MVP in the NBA right now?
I guess Shea.
And I hate that you're saying it that way, well, I guess, but I get it.
Jokic, to me, does deserve... consideration.
Sure.
He absolutely deserves consideration, and we're asking it in a moment where, like, 48 hours ago, he tapped out of a basketball game, and so...
And they won.
Yeah, and they won. Yeah. So I don't know if that's kind of shading my opinion in this moment. It's one of those two guys.
I think it's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, but if Jokic got it, I wouldn't say he stinks.
But it's one of those things to me, and this is right or wrong... It's Dibs' time to get it. Jokic just got it three. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to act like that doesn't exist, or it's better for the league to kind of spread it out, and the old adage back in the day, Jordan could have got it every year, but he didn't. And I would like to see SGA get it this year.
That's
He's deserving of it. But to Draymond's point, that was incredible. But I just feel like your boy just got on a 747 back to New York Saturday night, Towns. Not that it was all on Draymond, and he almost had 40. And your boy Gordon just left back to Denver, the Mile High. That was like the Warriors had no answer for him. So I just felt like, as bad as you were last night, Dre, and I feel you, you saying you wanted it, I think deep down knew you probably weren't going to get it, because Mobley is a problem. But how many times have we, you just talking basketball with your kids or anybody, that Evan Mobley's going to get DPOY? It Evan was Wimby Mobley. Until he got hurt.
Yeah, a lot of people listening to us couldn't pick Evan Mobley out of a lineup. And so, you know, if you're going to see, here's something that I would use as a rebuttal. If you're going to say, hey, in your mind, it should get spread around a little bit. Then why can't I go, well, then let's take more than just this year into account. And now I'm going to remove Evan Mobley, because Draymond Green should get like a lifetime achievement award.
Wow.
He's better, more effective defender.
Should have more
for
than
his
more.
Career. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So my problem with MVP awards always has been that there is not a more expressed letter of the law, because everybody's voting with different rules in their minds.
Ohtani on that, you just
absolutely.
Said.
That's it. Everybody's got different priorities and things that they think valuable means, and so therefore, you know, and maybe that's good for people like us, you know, it brings a lot of different opinions to the yard.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios in downtown San Francisco. We were talking about
Kuminga. Was naturally
my,
a part
my
of...
problem with the Defensive Player of the Year award is they tend to favor centers, and I actually don't think that many centers are the best defensive player in the league. Like, I, you know,
I get the easiest like assignment every night.
Like Gobert, yeah, it's a block shot award a lot of times.
Right. Jaren Jackson Jr. a couple years ago.
Yeah. Like, when I think of a guy like Ron Artest or Meta World Peace, like, he was a defender. And that, like, I think that's where Draymond's a level above.
Man.
Like, centers, what do? They protect the rim pretty much. When they get out on the perimeter, they're useless. Even if you're the defensive player of the year, Draymond can impact defense at any position. So that's why he's the best defensive player like I've seen in the last 15 years when he's at his best.
We had Monty Poole on. He's like, how the hell does Gobert, or I'm paraphrasing, have all those DPOYs, then you go into playoffs and he's unplayable? You know what I mean?
He has DPOYs because of what Steiny just said. He can register defensive stats.
And it's a regular season award,
yeah,
too.
Draymond, like, what stat did Draymond register last night?
Wow. Blocks.
Right.
Well, he had four.
But Rudy gets those every night. You know what I mean? Like, the stat that he registered was, dude, he locked up the biggest physical presence in the world.
From play
but
one.
But there's no stat. So I'm with you, Steiny.
You cannot score consistently against Draymond Green unless you have skill. You have to have skill. And as great as Giannis is, he's not the most skilled player, and Draymond usually eats those guys up.
Carl Anthony Towns, say what you want, has skill.
Yeah, he does. I wanted to talk about Draymond and Guru. What about Kuminga?
What about Kuminga?
Yeah.
Your thoughts. I've been here defending him all morning, and I feel like, oh, you're a hater when you talk about him. And last night wasn't the greatest night, just from a shooting standpoint, to say he's working his way back, and they know they're going to need him in the playoffs. And that's it.
I mean, he didn't play well.
No. Hello. But,
you know.
6-6 from the free throw line.
Like, yesterday we came in here and Steph had played really bad. So, like.
Right.
I don't, you know what I mean? I try at least to stay off of that yo-yo of like, if you played poorly one time, now we've got to come down your road and do something about it. No, here's your uniform. Next game's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go fix this, that, and the other. But Jonathan let everything it got to him last night.
So you thought people have said was pressing.
No,
how do we know that?
Well, because he threw somebody to the ground and got a flagrant foul.
We just talked about it.
Like, he let the physicality of what they were trying to do to him get to him. That's what I saw.
And Dibs, I don't know how you look at Kuminga, but they have a starting five, and then, you know, depending on who comes off the bench, Pods, Moody's been starting, Peyton might come off the bench. So they got eight guys. He's one of eight guys.
Right.
That's what he is right now.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Now, and he's too often the subject when, like, I'm kind of like Willard. It's like, they won last night. Kuminga wasn't very good. We don't have to really talk about him that much.
Right.
But I can't also hear... Well, he's got to play every night. No, he doesn't, I don't think.
Well, three guys have to play every night.
Right.
And it's Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. Hey. And, like, down the stretch, it'll be Kuminga or Post or GP2 or Looney or Pods or whoever else, I mean, you want to throw in there. And he's not one of those guys who absolutely has to play down the stretch. Right. He won't start. And I do think that you were making good points earlier about, you know, the Kuminga, Jimmy Butler thing. It might have been Evan this morning about, like, something to watch. Like,
right.
You know, Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, can they really play well together? But right now, Kuminga is three games in or four games in, yeah, to trying to figure out the Jimmy Butler era. And, yeah, last night was not a good game, and it kind of got to him a little bit, and that's fine, and you still, man, won the game.
Like, when I think of, like, Pajemski and
3:30.
Pods. Oh, you got Brandon Pajemski at 3:30.
He told us earlier.
Mark Steve, and Steve Kerr at 4:30.
Steve Kerr 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just like, it almost doesn't matter what I think or you think about Pajemski, but Kerr likes him. And Pajemski's going to have the first crack at being in the, like,
seven rebounds.
Steve Kerr said before Pajemski came back that when he envisions his closing lineup, yeah, he thinks Pajemski's probably going to be in there. We'll see how it plays out, but, like, Pajemski, he loves Pajemski. And on a night like last night, you might not win without Pajemski. So
big.
It's just
huge shots.
Steve, yep. Steve likes Pajemski.
Yeah, and I think we get why, because earlier in the year he was not relaxed and he was trying to prove something to everybody, and he stopped doing that, and now he's just playing within the framework of what they're doing, and he's a winning basketball player. But, like, I don't want this observation to go away. I want to get back to something Jonathan Kuminga related and say this. I loved something that he did last night.
Yeah.
And I do not think that we should let this go, because I've literally pounded on the table for a year saying this is the key to his future. He went 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Dude, your shot's not going to be falling every night. And you don't need to start throwing people to the floor when you get frustrated. Those things are fair, but I also want to compliment him, because I think the key
that
to his scoring future is making more of his free throws. Yep. And if he goes 6 for 6 from the line, I'm going to applaud that every time.
I told Stani all show that was a positive, and I'm excited, no doubt. And it had been a weakness moving forward. But, Dibs, real quick to your point about it's kind of closing the other two spots by committee. Is that a good? Is that a positive, or can it be a negative? All dependent on when you get into a series.
Well, it depends on how you feel about Steve Kerr, because it's going to be up to Steve to say, you know, who's playing well and what's the matchup. Uh-huh. What do we need? If we're up four, maybe it's GP2. If we're down four, maybe it's Quinton Post and Buddy Hield. I think it depends on the situation, the matchup, and who also is playing well. But to Steiny's point, I do think that Pods has a great chance to be one of those guys who is going to play because he rebounds and he make really bad decisions, and he's generally pretty solid.
Yeah, I feel like Pods will make one bad decision, and maybe a year ago he'd make two or three.
Yeah.
Now he makes one, and then he gets back to trying to be a little bit more under control. But I do think, I think Pajemski's got the inside track on being in that closing lineup. Let's just put it that way.
Go ahead.
Goodbye.
No, I was going to say, what did you make of Dame?
I don't think that's what Goo was going to do.
Yeah, Dame Lillard.
I'm getting haircut.
What's up with Dame?
What do you mean?
And don't cut it too short. Remember, somebody gave you a compliment yesterday. Leave it a little longer on the top.
Okay.
But what did you make of his game? I know he didn't have the best game when he's back home, but that wasn't a Dame I know. Had a couple of and-ones.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Fourth quarter, he started to...
they were up six. I know.
It was getting scary there for a second. Like, actually, can we go there for a sec? Because, Dame didn't shoot the ball well. Dame's a great player, but, you know, he's not an NBA one on a great team. Ooh. He's never been that before. But the fear that was struck when the Warriors went down by six, I think it was 76 to 70, right?
Yes.
Was that the number?
I want
to point to what the core of my point was yesterday, and it's baked into the Clippers beating the Cavs. You can't be in the play-in tournament. Mm. And that's why, I know they won the game yesterday, but that's why I'm so...
Get away from it.
That's why I'm so hard on the urgency of every night, and if you're tired, then I'm not sure how I'm supposed to believe that this is going to go somewhere great. Like, imagine it now. It's all good. We got the seven. All right, the Clippers are coming. How do you feel?
They got us already.
And they've won seven of their last eight, and they just whipped the Cavs last night. Mm. Whipped them. And then if you lose that game, now you're in a season over game with either Phoenix or Sacramento. And I'm sorry, that's just incredibly uncomfortable. And if you win that game, you get OKC. They have got, they may need to win 50 still. I kind of gave up on the idea of 50. They got to go 10-3 the rest of the way, and
which
might need
doable.
To. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
All right, well, Brandon Pajemski, 3:30. Steve Kerr, 4:30. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.